is temporary. God's got a greater place. Talking to a minister, this must be a broadcast for ministers especially. God's got a greater place. They kicked you out of that one place. They don't want you in that place. Shake the dust off of your shoes. Leave that place. God says, I got a better place for you. You will have double in the next place that God is sending you. Woo! Glory to God. On the air. Prophet Bobby Hogan, stay right where you are. A couple of weeks ago, I made the statement, God orders your steps. We all agree with that. But I want you to know God orders your stops. Stay right where you are. The next 24 minutes could change your life as I release a prophetic word into your life. Before I release this word, we have people waiting to take your prayer calls, your prayer requests. Your prayer calls, people that know how to pray. We don't hire a group in another state, people we never met, like many ministries do. We know who's answering these phone calls. They are, like the old saints would say, mothers of Israel, fathers of Zion, people that know how to pray. I want you to know how you can call right now and have an anointed man of God or woman of God pray and agree with you. All right, we got operators waiting for your calls right now to pray with you. Call the number on the screen. I want to talk to you about vision. A subtitle would be moving from, are you ready for this? Moving from the time of waiting to the appointed time. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. The prophet said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. But what's the rest of it say? But at the end, I got to prophesy. I feel it's going to be a lot of prophesying on the broadcast. I feel like I'm talking to some people one-on-one. No, hundreds of thousands may be listening. This is for many of you as an individual. Where you're at is not your end. Where you're at is not your end. Hallelujah. Your end looks better than your past. Your end looks better than your present. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former house. Are you catching this in the spirit? Don't be fooled by what you see going on right now. Don't be fooled by what you have in your world that is contrary to the promise. You haven't arrived at your end, but you're on your way. Some of you are like the caterpillar. You're in process. But that caterpillar, it's an ugly scene when that thing breaks out. But when it breaks out, what is it? A beautiful butterfly. Some of you, people don't understand you, and you don't even understand yourself. You say, what's going on? You're in transition. God is making something beautiful out of you. But you say, I don't feel beautiful. Things don't look beautiful. You don't know what I'm going on, what is going on, or what is happening in my world. Transition is never beautiful. But when you get to where God has for you, it's greater. It's better. Many of you Let me put it this way. You're not at Z, but thank God you're not at A. You're not where you was. You're not who you was. Maybe you're at B, C, D. Maybe you're at L, M, N. But thank God you're not at A. You're a miracle in the making. You're a work that God has in progress. And I love this verse. It's one of my favorite verses in the Word of God. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Paul the Apostle said, He, Christ, that begun a good work in you, will finish it until the day of redemption, or the last days, the last time. God is going to finish what He started in you. You say, but man of God, I'm talking to somebody. You say, but I failed. I sinned. I made a mess. I see some ministers listening to me who has literally, let's face the fact, you have failed. You have messed up. And the devil's telling you it's over. And religious people are telling you it's over. I heard a preacher the other day say, I don't know who it even was, said if the religious system of today would have been alive in the book of Acts, Peter would have never preached the first Pentecostal message, that first message after the Holy Ghost came in Acts 2, because they would have had him in what you call rehabilitation or probation. He wouldn't even probably been in the upper room. But aren't you glad God's not like that? Some of you, let's face it, you have failed. You messed up. Some of you sinned. But God did not change His mind about you. The calling of God is without repentance. In other words, God don't change His mind. Rejoice not against me, O my enemies. Though I fall, I will rise again. For a just man falls seven times, but rises up seven times. Oh, I'm talking to some man of God. I'm talking to a woman of God. I'm not talking to your flesh. I'm talking to your spirit. Rise up. Get up. Shake the dust off. Get your vision back. God's not through with you. God's not through with you. Your best is ahead. Let's look now. Let's look at this verse again. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. For the vision is for an appointed time. But at the end, somebody needs to shout, I'm not at my end. You could go back and look at the story of Joseph. At one place in his life story, you've seen him in a pit. Another place, you've seen him in a prison. But those were temporary places. God had showed him the palace, and the palace was his end. Psalm 66, 12, Israel said, we went through fire and went through flood, but God brought us into a wealthy place. The fire was temporary. The flood was temporary, but the wealthy place was permanent. I got a prophecy. What you're going through is temporary. Where you're at is temporary. God's got a greater place. Talking to a minister. This must be a broadcast for ministers especially. God's got a greater place. They kicked you out of that one place. They don't want you in that place. Shake the dust off of your shoes. Leave that place. God says, I got a better place for you. And you will have double in the next place that God is sending you. Woo! Glory to God. Look at the rest of this verse. It shall speak, Habakkuk 2 verse 3, and not lie. My, my. God's not a liar. Numbers 23, 19. God, out of the Aramaic, God is not a human being that He should lie. Or a human being that He should repent. If He said it, He'll do it. King James says, if He spoke it, He'll bring it to pass. Titus says, it is impossible for God to lie. Don't say, you know, He won't. It says it's impossible. Paul said, God can't lie. I'm telling you, the vision God give you God will bring it to pass. It will not lie. Notice, though it tarry, wait for it. That word wait is a cuss word in the Pentecostal charismatic church world. Sometimes you have to wait, but you don't wait forever. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, mount up with wings as an eagle, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Sometimes you have to wait. Then it says, the prophet, because it shall surely come to pass and shall not tarry. I have a word for you. You listen to me. There is an anointing on the broadcast. This is for God's kingdom people. This is not for people that have no vision, that don't want to go anywhere, that don't want to have anything, that just says what will be. This broadcast is not for you. Turn it off. You're wasting your time, and only fools waste time. Time is precious. This is for you that God showed you something. He showed you where you're going. You've got a glimpse of what's going to happen in your future. You have a dream. You have a vision. You have a prophetic word. You have something on the inside that you're carrying that has not been birthed. It's not been birthed, but you're carrying it. A lot of pregnant people listening to this prophetic voice. A lot of pregnant people are listening. And I'm not talking natural pregnancy. I'm talking in the spirit. Oh, I feel the presence of God. I normally take a break, but I'm not taking a break. There's a great anointing on the broadcast. So we're going right on. I got a prophetic word for you. Some things are taught and some are caught. And I heard an apostle from Africa say, when a word goes forth prophetic, got about 6 seconds, 7 seconds to catch it. If you don't, the devil will steal it from you. You'll talk yourself out of it. So get ready to catch this. You are moving from waiting time to your birthing time, to your appointed time. Hallelujah. This is for you that have the dream, the vision, the prophetic word. You've been waiting. You are moving to your birthing season. From your waiting season to your birthing season. From your waiting time to your appointed time. Can you catch that in the spirit? Some of you, let's face the fact, you have been discouraged because you thought your dream would already come to pass. You thought your prophetic word would already be fulfilled. You thought your vision, that you would already have seen it. Satan is telling you it's never going to happen. And you have been discouraged. What do I do, man of God? Encourage yourself. David encouraged himself when he got to Ziklag with all those men of war, found out their families had been taken from them. The city was burnt and the men were ready to stone him. David encouraged himself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Arise, speak to yourself. Oh, I will see my vision. I will see my dream. I will see my family saved. I will build that church. I will be a millionaire. Yeah, I see you, single woman. I will meet my husband. I will go to the nations. Talk to yourself. Nothing wrong in talking to yourself. David talked to himself all the time. You have to talk to yourself sometimes and say, hands go up and praise God. Mouth, open up and worship God. Feet, pick yourself up and dance. Talk to yourself. Some of you, you listen to me now. Some of you, you're at a place. You're getting ready to see everything you have ever visualized materialize. Woo! Did you hear that? Everything you have visualized is getting ready to materialize. Everything you've been waiting for is getting ready to come to pass. It's getting ready to happen, and it's going to happen so quick. In fact, I see some things going to happen so quick, not just one thing after another. It's going to be a domino effect. I like to use the words domino effect in anointing. Sometimes, you ever notice your line dominoes up and you touch that first one and they just fall one after another? I was in a service one night and I was illustrating that. And I told somebody, I said, time how long it takes for these dominoes to fall. They said, I did it. I touched the first one and they just started falling. And the person said something like 13 seconds. I said, no, you're wrong. They said, no, we're not. I said, yeah, you are. Try it again. It was like 2 seconds, 2 to 3 seconds. Some of you are getting ready to have a domino effect anointing hit your life. God is going to move so fast. One dream after another dream. One vision after another vision. One prophetic word after another prophetic word is going to come to pass. I see faith rising. I see hope being restored. Satan's told you it's not going to happen. Satan's told you missed your timing. Satan has told you. People's told you. You're a fool for believing God when nothing's happening. You know what I've discovered about faith? Faith makes you look crazy, but only for a little while. Noah looked crazy building that ark, but he saw a vision of that complete ark. And you know what? He didn't look crazy when the flood came. Faith only makes you look crazy for a little while. Some of you have been waiting a long time. Our time is slipping by. Some of you have been waiting for God's promise to come to pass, for your dream, your vision to be birthed. Some of you have been waiting for doors to open. You've been waiting for divine connections. You've been waiting for promotions. You've been waiting for a husband, a wife that God has promised you, for your children to be saved, for a job. You've been waiting and waiting. And as I said, some of you are exhausted. Daniel 7:25, in the last days, Satan will try to wear out the patience of the saints. Don't say he'll try to make you quit serving God. Some of you will never quit serving God. You have the seal of God on your forehead. You're marked to the day of redemption. Nothing in this world could ever pull you from God. Some of you are sealed, but that don't mean Satan will not try to exhaust you. That don't mean that some of you are not wore out, because some of you right now, I see you so exhausted and so wore out because you have waited and tried to believe, but you haven't seen anything happen, and the sounds of hell has roared in your mind, and the demons have told you it's not going to happen, and people's told you it's not going to happen. Some of you have done everything you know to do. You have prayed. You have fasted, you have confessed, you have decreed, you have sowed seed. I know a time in my life that I was believing God for a miracle. I was believing God for a miracle. I'm talking about a real miracle. I'm not talking about, and I'm not making a lie, but I'm not talking about a headache being healed or arthritis being healed. I'm talking about a life and death situation for someone I loved. I said, God, I have nothing else to say. I said, God, I've quoted every scripture there is to quote. I've prayed every prayer. I said, I've sowed my seed. I've decreed, I've declared. I take communion daily. I said, God, there's nothing else for me to do. Have you ever been there? No more scriptures to quote. No more prayers to pray. I got to say it again. I've sowed my seed. I've decreed. I've declared. I've cried. I've fasted. What I told God, I've done everything I know to do. And it looked like the miracle was no closer. In fact, it looked farther away than ever. But I heard in my spirit the words of the Apostle Paul, having done all, stand. Stand therefore. Some of you don't know what to do. I've got a word. I feel an anointing. You better catch in the spirit. I'm talking to God's kingdom family. You don't know what to do. You know, in one of moment of my life when I was going through something, the same battle I was just speaking about. I was weeping. I was crying. I've prophesied to thousands throughout this nation and world. Give individual prophecies to masses. And that night, I remember I was in the hotel room, in the bathroom, weeping uncontrollably. Uncontrollably weeping, saying, God, I need a word. I give words, but I need a word. Is there anybody in the world close enough to you to give me a word right now? And I looked on my phone. There was a message come through on Messenger from somebody I don't know. Somebody from a nation that I don't even know what nation. And they give me a verse out of the book of Psalms. And tears were running down my face. And that verse said, your tears will dry up, and you will not fall, and you will not die. Who am I talking to? God's going to dry your tears. You will not fall. Your vision will come to pass. God will do everything that He promised you. It's impossible for God to lie. Not that He can't or won't. It's impossible. Bill Winston said, if God told a lie, He would no longer be God. What God promised you will come to pass. The vision is for an appointed time. And I'm telling you, you're getting ready to see it birthed. Your dream, your vision, your prophetic word. You're stepping into a new season, a season of birthing, a season where God is going to do everything He said He would do. Your family's going to be saved. You're going to meet that husband, that wife. You're going to the nations. You're going to build that church. You're going to get that job. You're going to be a millionaire. That house is going to be yours. Whatever it is that God spoke to you or showed you, it's coming to pass. Do you receive this word? My time has come and gone. I've only got a short amount of time. Father, I speak prophetically to your kingdom people. I speak to dreams and visions and prophetic words. No more delays. No more delays. Come to pass in the next season. Come to pass in the next season. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yahshua. Amen. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. You enjoyed the broadcast? Let us know. Write me, call me, text me. Call the ministry headquarters. Tell the operator. Somehow get word to our ministry that you receive what I prophesied. And let me tell you something. Before I ever come in the recording studio, I was driving back. In fact, just a few hours ago, I got back from New York before making this broadcast. And you're seeing and hearing the broadcast just a short time after I got back from New York. And I felt in my spirit to challenge God's people to seal this word, the word that I was going to release today, with a $50 seed. 50 is one of the greatest numbers in the Bible. It means jubilee. You're getting ready to have jubilee. Listen to me. There's power in a seed. I say it all the time. Your seed is a picture of your faith. Your seed is an act of faith. I challenge every one of you, not every one of you, but every one of you that received this word, that believe, you have vision, you have dream, you have a prophetic word, and you believe it's getting ready to come to pass. You believe the words of the prophet. Believe the prophets and you prosper. To go to that phone, go to our website. All kinds of ways to give. Be on the screen. Address. Different ways to give. You can give by credit card or check. calling that phone number. Sow a $50 Jubilee seed into this word, into your vision. And there's three of you that right now needs to sow a $550 seed into your vision. But every one of you, you better listen to me. A seed can change everything. I sold a $100 seed one night, and in 20 minutes had someone give me a house and 16 pieces of property. A seed can change situations. Every one of you sow a $50 seed. Three of you a $550 seed. If you're not even at the $50 level, sow a seed with 50 into it. The ground you sow into is the ground you reap from. And this ground right now is a ground for your vision, your dream, your prophetic word to come to pass. Till next week, the same time, your prophet, Bobby Hogan.